Son of Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. You know how it goes down inside the Madhouse. Time for your 740 question of the morning, being brought to you by Planet Fitness. You know we broadcast live from our judgment-free zone right here in our Planet Fitness studio. And, of course, this morning we're talking about them doing away with marijuana usage on a job application. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about who?
Another Larry the Morning Madhouse. Here it is. All right. So New York City, NYC, they said NYC is deciding to do away with the marijuana drug testing on job applications. They're saying that this is supposed to start in May. And we wanted to ask Madhouse Nation, how did y'all feel about this? Y'all think this is a good thing that, you know, is New York setting a precedent for other states? To do away with marijuana usage on a drug test for a job application. I mean, since, you know, a lot of states are legalizing it to a certain extent. So what do you think about it? What you think about it, Ms. Jim?
I foresaw this happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, with them legalizing marijuana in a lot of states, this was bound to happen. Do I see a problem with it? No, I would prefer that some professions not be high while practicing their jobs, i.e., like, I wouldn't want my doctor to be high while operating on me, you know, like, but I wouldn't care so much if the gas station attendant was high.
You
like,
changed.
I wouldn't, you know, so I wouldn't care, you know, but I mean, This is just bound to happen with the time, and it's going to be probably happening in a lot more states as marijuana is legalized around the world.
You think doctors ever operated on somebody high?
They probably have. Just like we have pilots out here that have operated planes and they've been drunk.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I would prefer that they don't do that. You know, like, I would prefer that my pilot be fully coherent, but I can see them getting doing away with this, and I don't particularly have a problem with
that. What do you think, Bert?
Boy, listen. First of all, I think I feel personally they should legalize it, but I'm torn. Or they should do away with the testing, and that they should legalize it. But at the same time, if they legalize it, I don't want a few good black men to go out of business. Because everybody weed man. That's a small business right there. Put all these good black men out of work.
Why they got to be black? Blacks ain't the only ones selling weed.
Well, that's because people I know get their weed.
That's what you doing this morning.
Bourbon, you been hanging out with Al Sumner. Bourbon been hanging out with Al Sumner.
In my own mind. I was not an informant. I was cooperating with investigations.
Don't put the email out of work, man.
Bourbon, you know what, Al Sharpton, I think it's a good thing. I think it's going to allow more people to get jobs because, you know, a lot of people do use marijuana on a recreational level. And with them, with all the CBD and, you know, marijuana stuff popping up when the dispensary's popping up, I think it's going to be a good thing. And I think more states are going to follow suit. So I think it's a good thing. What do you think, Madhouse Nation? 704-227-8780. Leave it on our voicemail. New York City is talking about doing away with drug testing for marijuana use on a job application. What you got, DJ Sharp?
I think it's a great idea. It's going to relieve the corporate world workers for that other substance they be using.
Is that what you had to add to the conversation, Sharp?
Yeah, the thing.
They're going to change the word.
Sharp.
Get them.
Get my hot gear on, man.
Get them Sharp.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Get back on the computer.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.